President Biden plans to make history this month by choosing the first black woman to fill an opening on the Supreme Court. The top lawyer in the White House is driving that process, but not many people know White House counsel Dana Remus. We asked NPR's Carrie Johnson to find out more about her.
Democratic presidents tend to choose judges or luminaries close to retirement to serve as their top attorney in the White House. Dana Remus doesn't fit that mold. She's a former law professor and ethics expert who doesn't operate like your typical D.C. wheeler dealer. In an interview with NPR last week, before he died, Walter Dellinger said he'd been working with Remus since she was lawyer on President Biden's campaign. Dellinger was a former acting solicitor general in the Clinton years and said he had known 8 White House counsels.
And I guess probably I've worked somewhat closely with 5 of the 8, and I think she's the best of the bunch.
Dellinger was part of a small group of senior lawyers who met with Remus every night in the run-up to the 2020 election. Together, they puzzled over what to do about former President Trump's baseless claims of voter fraud.
It turned out that a lot of the extraordinary threats to the electoral process that we had been speculating about were emerging in real time before our eyes.
That's Don Verrilli, another member of the group. Verrilli says Remus anticipated trouble that could delay the vote count long before January 6th. So she briefed senators on how to defend the legitimacy of the slates of electors coming in from key states and made plans to rush to court just in case.
Dana ran that whole process with aplomb, and she made exactly the right judgments 100% of the time.
Sometimes they disagreed about what to do. Dellinger said Remus won those fights by being polite but firm.
I mean, I've been on a call where she was with 3 former solicitors general, and she said, well, we were all 3 wrong, and she was right, and let's move on to the next question.
Inside the White House, the counsel's responsible for a huge portfolio that touches nearly every aspect of the Biden agenda, so making quick decisions matters. Here's Chief of Staff Ron Klain.
I think what makes a good White House counsel and what makes Dana a great White House counsel is a combination of legal acumen, just raw legal horsepower, and an understanding of how the government works.
That informs everything from executive orders to judicial nominations, he says. Biden's agenda has gotten a tough reception in the courts, and his legal bid to extend the eviction moratorium drew criticism even from some Democrats. But Remus and her team have already broken records on the judge front, steering 40 judges for lifetime appointments in their first year. 80% are women, more than half are people of color. Now she's driving the effort to replace Justice Stephen Breyer and add the first black woman to the high court. Remus has spent hours on the phone with Republican senators to hear them out. She supervised background checks of the top candidates and will lead the practice sessions once a nominee is selected. Again, Ron Klain.
Well, Dana is the quarterback for this whole process. He's overseeing the process of selecting a nominee and then ultimately getting that nominee confirmed.
Remus is familiar with both the High Court and the Senate. She clerked for conservative Justice Samuel Alito after graduating from Yale Law School and taught a class with Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. But her closest ties are with people from the Obama White House. That's where she met Valerie Jarrett, a former senior advisor.
She was responsible for making sure that we were fine with all of our ethical rules and regulations. And President Obama's directive to Dana was to make sure we all colored well within the lines. And so I relied on her heavily for advice and counsel to ensure that we did that.
In 2018, Obama officiated Remus's wedding to another White House aide, Brett Holmgren. Jarrett says Obama performed marriage ceremonies very rarely, and his participation speaks to his respect for Remus as a lawyer and as a person. The ceremony marked one of the few times Remus has attracted tabloid coverage during her years in Washington. Her friends say lawyers know they're doing a good job when their names aren't in the newspapers. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.